Welcome, a listener, to another episode of Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug. This is episode 132 of the podcast, and I'd actually like to start with an apology because, of course, I talked about in the last Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug, and in the last Bite Size Virtue episode for that matter, that my plan for the remainder of the Christmas season in 2019 and then on into 2020 was to alternate between Bite Size Virtue episodes and Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug episodes, little short Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug episodes where different people offer their perspectives on Ultima 9. And then everybody in my house got sick, including myself. I actually wound up with pneumonia just finishing up the medication regimen for that. So, yeah, happy times. But consequent of that, I basically just, everything fell off. Like, I didn't do any podcast work at all. The release schedule just fell apart entirely. And I'm only now in the early days of 2020 getting back into action. So, this episode this week features Jared Kyliff Dragon, offering his thoughts on Ultima 9. We'll find out what those are as the episode proceedeth. But at any rate, Happy New Year. Sorry I completely dropped the ball on all of the different episodes that I had planned to do, but such is the way of things. Colds are colds, pneumonia is pneumonia, and I spent a good portion of the Christmas break on the couch, as did everybody else in the house. So there you go. At any rate, just a reminder, of course, Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug is now hosted on Anchor.fm, which is a newer social podcast hosting platform. You can find us at anchor.fm/sssh podcast or at spam 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 humbug.com. If you're finding us on Anchor, of course, you can take advantage of some of the community features there. In particular, you can leave us voice messages. Do consider doing so, and also like our episodes and the podcast. For those of you who do the smart home thing, we are on the Apple HomePod and also on Google Home. So try saying, "Hey Siri," or "Hey Google, play the podcast Spam 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 Humbug." Hey, look, my phone's paying attention today. How about that? And as always, of course, this episode of Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug is... That's fine, Google. Thank you. No, really, I'm good. I'm good. We're good. Heard me that time. It did. Anyways, so, again, yes, this episode of Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug, hello, back in action, I guess, is brought to you by our Patreon backers. Thank you to everyone who supports the podcast and the Codex by that means. Patreon.com/UltimaCodex if you would like to become a supporter. And in particular, a hearty thank you to our co-producers, Seth, Golden Flame, Chris, Brickbat, Dominic, Violation, Cranberry, Christopher, Bruce, Darkwraith, Dragon, Hellgrove, Gronk, Pascal, and Thor1. Right, enough from me. Let's hear from Jared.
When Ultima 9 came out back at the end of 1999, I was truly excited to play the game. The idea of being able to explore Britannia in a 3D environment really appealed to me. However, my computer was woefully incapable of running the game. What I ended up with 20 years ago was essentially a slideshow, and the game just wasn't viable for me to play at that point. I ended up not really getting to play Ultima 9 until many years later, when I had a much more powerful computer. Also, a variety of patches had been released by then, and that resolved many of the game-breaking bugs that existed before that point. As a result, I never really experienced many of the travails that a lot of other people did. In the end, my experience with Ultima 9 was really not that bad. The game was widely and famously panned by critics as being a failure, and in some ways it was, but it was also a really fun experience. You, of course, have the famous "What's a Paladin?" question, and the fact that the world itself feels really small and on rails compared to the sprawling grandeur and free world exploration provided by the earlier Ultima titles. But, for what it was quite impressive. Granted, the open world experience I wanted wasn't really there, but as critics, we need to review Ultima 9 through the lens of time. No, not the Ultima 2 lens of time. That's not what I'm talking about at all. Anyway, this game came out 20 years ago, in the previous century, for crying out loud. We can't fairly compare a game written in 1999 with a modern open world 3D single player RPG from today. In 1999, Ultima was a fully 3D single-player RPG. It had graphics that were years ahead of its time. And to my knowledge, at that point, there were a grand total of 0 3D open-world single-player RPGs on the market. Now, That's not to say that I'm going to sit here and defend everything in the game. I really disliked how small the cities and towns felt. Because the world was so small, the game couldn't let you freely explore. Instead, it had to artificially limit where you could go, opening up subsequent areas as you completed the questline. With a far smaller number of NPCs to interact with, coupled with that small world and linear plot, it didn't really feel like the Ultimas of my youth. It instead gave me the impression that it was trying to fit an epic, powerful play onto this small makeshift stage that you'd set up in your backyard. In spite of the limited scope of the stage, it's still just what I said, an epic and powerful play. You can see the greatness shine through in many places, even when that greatness is hampered by the limitations of the time and the many internal struggles that the Origin team faced in developing the game. I won't drone on at length about random facts, game development stuff, that sort of thing. If you want to get more info on Ultima 9 and its development, there are plenty of fan sites and wikis that will tell you more than you ever wanted to know about the game. My objective here today is simply to convince those who have maybe never played Ultima 9, or perhaps only played it back 20 years ago, that it is definitely worth another look. Yes, you'll hear a lot of negative buzz about the game, and much of it is true, but there's plenty to love about the game as well. My advice is for you to get the game from GOG.com for a few bucks, locate and download the latest patch, which I think is some iteration of version 1.19 at this time, and give it a try. The worst that will happen is you'll lose a little bit of time and about $6.
If you want to join the Ultima Dragons, you can do so at udic.org, whereat you can choose your very own dragon name. You can also find the Ultima Dragons on Facebook. We have a Facebook group there. And you can follow at Ultima Dragons on Twitter or join them on Discord. And if you're feeling really old school, you can even fire up a Telnet client and check out the Wearmount. Hit up the show notes for links to all of these. If you want to participate more directly in the podcast, you can send us an email. Or if you're feeling a little bit braver, leave us a voice message in one of three places: the podcast website, our Facebook page, or on anchor.fm. And you're also welcome to join us on our Discord server to chat with us, to lurk, or even contribute to podcast recordings when they happen. And again, links in the show notes. If you'd like to support Spam 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 Humbug, you can do so at patreon.com/ultimacodex, where for as little as a dollar a month, you can get access to episodes the day before they go live to the general public. You'll also get access to behind-the-scenes audio when we have some to share, and possibly other interesting content. But we also welcome your moral support. You can like the Ultima series on Facebook, follow at Ultima Codex on Twitter, or leave the podcast a review on iTunes. And you're also welcome to share our episodes with your friends and social media circles. Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug is a production of the Ultima Codex. You can find show notes online at spamspamspamhumbug.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.